Welcome to Health Reimagined. Today, we're talking about a challenge that's sitting quietly in the background of a lot of healthcare organizations. Legacy documentation systems that are overdue for a change and what it actually takes to move them without disrupting your business. I'm John Meyer from Meyer Media, powered by Ingram Micro. Let's get into it. Joining us today is Caitlin from Chorus. Caitlin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Caitlin, for anybody who hasn't crossed paths with Chorus, how would you describe what you do and the kinds of problems that you solve?
So Chorus has been around for 26 years. We focus strictly on healthcare. We've worked with numerous healthcare systems across the world. We're in 10 different countries, which we're really proud of. At our core, we're a consulting and staffing firm focused directly in healthcare IT. We work with the EHRs through implementation, optimization, and aligning those solutions within the healthcare teams themselves.
You're helping companies be more efficient, not only in their staffing, but the implementation of it so that they are there for their patients, they're there for their work.
Exactly, that's correct.
So Caitlin, leadership in healthcare IT has historically skewed in a particular direction. How much has that changed and what does that mean for the industry when it does?
Healthcare IT is a very saturated space. So we really focus on partnerships with our clients. And what that means is really being there when they need us, right? We don't just deliver solutions, implement them, and walk away. We really are there to be a true partner with, you know, anything that they're looking to do.
I like it that you pointed out healthcare IT is a very saturated and not healthcare in general, right? Because there are some areas that are lacking that need more partners, that need more help within it. But healthcare IT, there are so many companies that try to help out and nobody knows the right one to utilize.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
Caitlin, global reach and healthcare IT sounds straightforward, but we know that healthcare is deeply local, regulated, and relationship driven. How do you actually make that work across global borders?
I think healthcare innovation is global, right? But the ultimate goal is that local presence, right? So I think for us, working internationally is really a long game. You have to really invest in that culture, in that country, and see the knowledge and really develop an identity around what they're doing, and then try to move forward from there. It takes a long time. It's not easy, for sure.
I can imagine if you look at the US, scheduling is one way, but when you go to Europe, they might not work past a certain hour specifically. And I like some of their work ethic where when they're done, right?
Yep.
And they're on holiday and it's a holiday. They will be back.
Yes.
But that's not the culture everywhere. And like you said, it takes a while to adapt to it, to understand it, and to customize it specifically for that partner.
Absolutely. I think in regulatory environments are challenging too, but it's important if you bring that local feel to them, because at the end of the day, every system is facing the same thing. It's just a different environment.
Yep. They're trying to schedule it regardless right. of the constraints yep. that they need to do, not only regulatory, but also people's lives around it, the staffing, limited staffing and availability.
Yep.
So I think that's really unique that you take that approach and ingrain into it within a relationship driven type of partnership.
Yep.
Chorus is a leading women led organization with a global footprint in a space that historically has been neither of those things. How does that actually shape the way that you operate?
One of the things that makes Chorus so special is our leadership. Our CEO, Melissa Ersey, ingrains, you know, the drive of everything that we do and truly shapes our culture. I mean, historically speaking, this is a male-dominant field, right? So making it a lot more challenging for women to really get up through the ranks of the environment. And I think that, you know, women bring a lot to the table. They bring empathy, they bring solutions, they bring different ways to think about things. And I think that's truly really important when you shape an organization and a culture. I mean, Melissa, I've seen her firsthand. She's worked relentlessly building this organization, the culture, the team, and it's just so important. And I think she brings that to everyone in the organization, all teams. And we all, you know, take accountability and follow that because it's true determination and drive.
Empathy and a different perspective,
right?
And then understanding, the compassion behind it. And I think having all parties to the table and specifically a women-led really kind of drives some of those things that are typically not within the culture are not historically there.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's important. I mean, people just, they don't, it's not that, you know, it's always going to be a male-led environment, but I mean, most executives are male-led. So it's important to kind of bring in new perspectives and be able to, you know, adapt to that.
Have another voice.
Yes.
In the opinion, another voice in the culture of what you can and can't do. One of some of the things that might not be taken into consideration from a male-led perspective.
Correct. Yes. Male-led perspectives are always valid, right? And I mean, they're always important, but women are too. So I think it's important.
I think both. Equal sides of it. If both parties are heard, then you come to a common ground that's not only specifically for a company, but for customers, the people that you're providing healthcare and services for.
Correct.
Caitlin, after 26 years working alongside healthcare organizations, what do you think most outside firms still get wrong about this industry?
After 26 years being in this industry, I think healthcare has obviously changed dramatically in that time frame. So I think for us, it's really important to pivot and to stay nimble while doing that, making sure that we're aligning to the goals and objectives of our clients. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you don't last 26 years by doing the same thing, right? You have to stay nimble and move and ebb and flow and do all the things that's important.
Caitlin, my next question for you. Documentation and data migrations have a reputation for being difficult or not even getting completed. Sometimes they're still in progress. There's a limbo. There's still a migration phase even years after the implementation. Can you walk us through how your team approaches that process differently?
Fastlane really came out of our customers really wanting to get to an Epic gallery migration, but the challenges for them were really around how they were extracting that document from the clinical systems and while keeping like the patient data for the clinical systems and the HIM teams. So we asked ourselves, like, how can we help? What can we do? How can we make this less stressful for them? And that's kind of where Fastlane came about. It's a tool that we've developed. It's a proprietary methodology that allows the healthcare system to stay on time, on target with their gallery go live. We use, optimization tools. We don't bring any third party things into it. We don't add any additional layers to the tech stack. It's all something that we as Chorus do to maintain that the project stays on time.
You saw a problem your customers were having, something that they needed to get done efficiently and actually complete while being secure and actually being able to use the data without disrupting the business. Exactly. And that's where Fastlane came about?
Exactly. It combines a structured approach, automation capabilities, and a methodology that's proprietary to us. So ultimately, it helps our customers really, you know, get to the end goal, which is their gallery implementation, without extending legacy, support contracts, spending additional money, things like that.
Caitlin, what does a typical process or engagement look like if I'm a customer that wants to get engaged with you to do my data migration or manage my data and get there utilizing Fastlane?
So Fastlane can typically be started within the organization within 2 weeks of contract signature. We really speed predictability, like that's what we're looking to help with, especially because these customers have a time frame with their gallery install and go live, right? So for that approach, it's very easy to engage us. We have an area on our website where you could just click and there's a info sheet and we can contact you directly that way, or you can reach out to anybody on our team. But typically that's the process. What really helps us in this space is that the goal is to make the extraction process as efficient as possible and to make sure that the clinicians and the HIM teams can effectively access that information while the extraction is taking place.
What if my data is in multiple places?
It's totally fine because we developed this just for healthcare. So whether your system is or your data is on-prem or, you know, hybrid or in the cloud, it doesn't matter.
Caitlin, my last question for you is, when a healthcare organization is evaluating partners for something this critical, what questions should they actually be asking and what answers should give them confidence?
I think one of the most important questions that healthcare organizations should ask is what organizations have done this before in the environment that they're currently in. Also, I think it's important to ask about methodology, what their extraction process is, what that time frame looks like, what that turnaround time is. I think those are all really, really important questions to ask.
Caitlin, talk to me real quick. What about the security concern of my data during this migration?
So at Chorus, those are exactly the things that we're focused on. Our team has deep, deep clinical experience, security, data migration. We've been in the industry for over 2 decades. So I think that's really important.
Caitlin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
To learn more about Chorus and their Fastlane migration program, visit Chorus.com. Stay tuned. There's more to come at Health Reimagined.